The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. And today I'd like to do a little a practice that isn't the usual way that I teach loving kindness. And it's a way that really logically doesn't make sense. But it doesn't always have to make sense, right? There's maybe such a way that we use our hearts and our bodies and minds that just are, supports greater opening, supports softening. That's a way different than just like a clear understanding, a way different than just knowing something and therefore it... this new understanding allows something new to happen. Maybe another way to say it is that we don't always have to understand with the thinking mind. To be sure, I'm a big fan of the thinking mind, right? I spend my days thinking and have, I've had a professional life where it's how I spent my time. But sometimes we forget that there are other ways, or we can fall into the trap to think that it's that thinking and figuring it out and solving problems is the only way. Maybe it's the most common, the most obvious, the most familiar, but not necessarily the only way. And so I just have this as a little introduction as I'd like for us to do some loving kindness for ourselves in a way in which it's more like a gesture somehow of kindness. And not so much ourselves as an entity, but ourselves as a human body that has parts. And just sending loving kindness to different parts. Sometimes that's easier than just this whole entity that we call a self that has a whole story and a history. But what is it like to just send loving kindness to arms and legs, for example? We can get tangled up and like, wait, this doesn't quite make sense. Or we can just open to it and allow the heart to spread kindness in this particular way. So maybe with that as an introduction, I'll lead us in some meditation practice. It's a little bit different than what I'm most often doing. Taking a meditation posture. A posture that has some uprightness, either literally or figuratively, but that kind of demonstrates our intention to meditate, but in such a way that has openness and softness, so not rigid, not stiff. I like this expression, to sit and know you're sitting. So in a global way, feel connected to what you're sitting on. Feel the posture, making any adjustments. And then I'm going to do a body scan with loving kindness. So bringing our attention to different areas of the body and bringing some warmth and kindness. May the top of the head be happy. May the top of the head know peace. May the area around the eyes be happy. May the area around the eyes know peace. May the area around the mouth, the jaw, be happy. May the area around the mouth, the jaw, know peace. May the neck be happy. May the neck know peace. May the right shoulder be happy. May the right shoulder know peace. May the right arm be happy. May the right arm know peace. May the right hand be happy. May the right hand know peace. May the left shoulder be happy. May the left shoulder know peace. May the left arm be happy. May the left arm know peace. May the left hand be happy. May the left hand know peace. May the upper back be happy. May the upper back know peace. May the lower back be happy. May the lower back know peace. May the chest be happy. May the chest know peace. May the belly be happy. May the belly know peace. May the buttocks be happy. May the buttocks know peace. May the right upper leg be happy. May the right upper leg know peace. May the right lower leg be happy. May the right lower leg know peace. May the right foot be happy. May the right foot know peace. May the left upper leg be happy. May the left upper leg know peace. May the left lower leg be happy. May the left lower leg know peace. May the left foot be happy. May the left foot know peace. Now an invitation for you to do a body scan with loving kindness at your own pace, maybe using different words. Body part by body part, can we extend warmth and kindness? maybe there's a particular part of the body that can use a little extra loving kindness. Lingering there, perhaps. And if you lose track where you are in the body scan, perfectly fine. Just start again wherever you'd like. Maybe scanning from the top to the bottom, from the head to the feet, and then reversing feet to the head. Whatever feels comfortable for you. maybe including, may my heart be happy. May my heart know peace. May my mind be happy. May my mind know peace. Is there a way in which our doing loving kindness body scans is a way of caring for ourselves, taking care of ourselves? Maybe there are parts of the body that we don't really connect with, aren't so aware of. Maybe this is some kind of warm-hearted greeting. Hello, right upper arm. Hello, left lower leg. How are you? maybe slowing down. You don't need to be in any hurry. Maybe the breath gets connected with this wish for happiness and peace. Maybe breathing into different parts of the body. A breath that carries warmth and kindness and care. So another way to practice loving kindness, that is to be sending or wishing happiness and peace for different parts. In some way, this kind of a practice, not only can it bring some relaxation, but it also can like untie untie some of the knots we find with this strong sense of self, like I have to fix that, or I'm have to do something in particular, or us versus them type of thinking. There's some ways in which doing this loving kindness for the different parts kind of like softens or spreads out, kind of like this, often a sense of self or a sense having an intact body in some kind of way. Again, this is a practice, not so much about logic, it's more about just shifting our perception, shifting our approach, or using a different way of looking at or considering our experience, our physical bodies. So it can be helpful to talk to others about this. So I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms where you can talk about this idea of doing loving kindness for the different body parts. Maybe it worked for you, you thought it was great. Maybe you thought, I don't know, this is not my cup of tea. It's perfectly fine, right? We don't have to resonate with everything. We don't have to, I don't know, be perfectly fine with everything. There's just an invitation to kind of like recognize that there's different ways to be with our experience. There's different ways to practice loving kindness. So you'll be in groups of three or four, and you can just share, how was that for you to do this practice? And what was your experience of having a strong sense of self? What I mean, like us versus them, me versus the world kind of thinking. So one, you can talk about just this practice, different than the usual loving kindness practice. And two, did you notice that there was a little bit more spaciousness in the sense of self? Maybe not perfectly fine, but maybe you did too. And that sometimes can be a help for us in our daily lives. Okay, so you'll be there for 15 minutes, and can go in order of the first digit of the house number or the street number of where you live. If you live on 100 Main Street, number one, you'll probably go first. Okay, here we go.
Brussels sprout.
Okay, so welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Does anybody have a comment or a question or something they'd like to share? Yes, Neil.
So I know sometimes you have said that like expressing gratitude is sort of an easier way than expressing love. Right. And I found myself in this practice, right, there was a lot of gratitude going out to my various body parts, but it, you know, right. I mean, it didn't feel like I was copping out, if you will. It felt loving gratitude or something like that. So I'm just, you know, wondering what your thoughts are. Right. I mean, is it different for the body, I guess, than, you know, for like, you know, difficult people, right? Which is, I think, the context you said, you know, gratitude might be, you know, like was like a loving kindness light or I don't know, something like that.
So
I'll stop talking.
Well, Neil, let me ask you, how did it feel? Did you feel like, what was your experience?
It felt warm and caring. You know, I thanked my eyes for seeing despite my vision problem and wished them well, you know, thanked my teeth for all the food I've gotten from them, you know, I mean, it was nice.
Great. Okay. There we go. That's what we're going for.
Excellent.
Right. So if gratitude feels like our way in, let's do it. Great. Thank you, Neil.
Thank you.
Jerry.
I wondered, we were talking at the end about spaciousness, and for those of us on the East Coast, in my group, we were commenting about how nice it is for us on the East Coast. We're about to ready to go to bed, and this body scan in particular took us almost into this space where many parts, like, I always focus perhaps on the organ of my mind or my brain and my heart, to the exclusion of my jaw. So when you started with, you know, may your jaw be safe, I thought, oh, hey, jaw, I haven't paid attention to you. Maybe there's a problem I would be. But maybe I should start paying attention. So by the time I was in La La Land, I think, before I got down to my legs, and I was like, oh, what a wonderful place to go before I go to sleep. So I was just wondering if that's the spaciousness that you're talking about. So
thank you. Yeah, there's a number of different ways you might understand spaciousness, and one is just as you described it, where there's less this pressure of self and pressure of like having to get things done, that type of thing. But another way to understand kind of the spaciousness is like sometimes when we're like bringing attention like to the right upper arm and the right lower arm, and then there's just like a sense of this anatomical region. And it's just that part of the arm, and the fact that it's connected to the shoulder and is next to the torso kind of goes away. And instead it's just this portion of the arm. And so in that way, the body parts kind of have their own existence. And their relationship to the other body parts, not so important for what we're doing right now. And so, and that's another way, kind of the spaciousness, is that the body itself can feel big and in some kind of way. And I don't, is that helpful? Oh, Jerry, you're muted now.
Very helpful, in fact, Diana. Thank you. Thank you. It's a spaciousness at many different levels.
Yeah.
Which is lovely. It's expansive and caring and warm.
Expansive.
And you. Thank you.
Yeah. And I think this is a lovely way to go to sleep too. To kind of help. It can be a really nice way. Okay. Well, it's 2 minutes after the hour. So just a deep bow. I have so much appreciation for those of you who are showing up and exploring all these different practices. It's fantastic. It's just really great that we're kind of like practicing together and exploring these together. So if you'd like, you can unmute and we'll say goodbye. So goodbye. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye, Jerry. Goodbye, Barbara.
Bye, Neil.
Bye, Jerry.
Bye, everyone. Bye, Jesse.
Here we go.